Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
This is Soundcheck. I'm John Schaefer. Since her debut in 2005, the singer, songwriter, and banjo player Abigail Washburn has made a name for herself pairing the sounds of American bluegrass with the folk music and arts of China. Now she's dramatizing her own story with a new staged piece called Post-American Girl. We'll hear more about how she's bringing her life to life on the stage in just a moment. But first, a song. Here in the studio on Soundcheck is Abigail Washburn and her band with Tayang Chulai.
I learned the song in 1996 in Sichuan province from old Lady Wong. It's called Tayang Chulai Xiangyang. That means the sun has come out and we're so happy.
That is Abigail Washburn, live on Soundcheck with her band, and a song called Tayang Chulai, The Sun Has Come Out. Abigail not playing the banjo just yet, but singing in Chinese, obviously. Jeremy Kittle on violin, Tristan Claridge playing the cello, Tian Gong playing lots of percussion. Abigail, welcome back to Soundcheck. Good to see you.
John, so good to see you.
So the title of this, what are we calling it? A play? A musical?
I don't know, John. I have no idea what I wrote.
But it's called Post-American Girl, so it's kind of, I guess, a postmodern music theater play thing.
Yeah, it's like, I've been calling it a stage piece so that I don't feel like I'm supposed to be any good at playwriting, because I'm not, and I don't know what I'm doing. But the New York Voices is the name of the project that Joe's Pub is doing, and this is their second season, and I think I'm their fourth performance of some kind of trying to take someone who's usually a performing musician, troubadour type of person or band, and taking them from the stage at Joe's Pub of a night of songs and trying to turn it into like a 90-minute more theatrical experience.
Well, it's a narrative. Yeah. It's, you know, you're a storyteller. I mean, you've always been a storyteller. It's just now you've got kind of a more structured kind of...
Trying to tell a story over 90 minutes is so different than like a 30-second introduction to a song. Oh, it's been killing me. But it's very exciting, too. And they've given me all these amazing... It's a partnership between the Public Theater and Joe's Pub. I mean, of course, they're in the same house anyway. But this is a real collaborative effort where they're bringing in dramaturgs. I didn't even know that word before this project. People are really looking at what I'm writing and taking it seriously and giving me ideas.
You know who uses dramaturgs? Opera. Have you written an opera? Have you written a folk opera of sorts? That's something to consider.
I've always wished I could write a folk opera. I have no idea if I did or not.
But it's basically, you know, you've been involved with China, with, you know, the culture of China for going on 20 years now, isn't it? Since the mid-90s?
Yeah, well, since 96.
Yeah,
that was my first year there. So we're approaching 20 years.
Yeah, but how did that happen?
Well, it started with curiosity. I was a freshman in college, and I saw a poster on the wall that said, study Chinese in China, and I thought, All right. I'll do that. Being a young, privileged woman at a liberal arts school, I had the luck and the good fortune of being born to parents who said, "Sure, we'll send you to China." So, I got to go to China for the first time then.
And what was your first serious musical experience? I mean, at this point, freshman in college, you were not a banjo player.
That's
yet.
That's right. Yes, I had not learned the banjo even a bit at that point. I don't think it was even my frame of reference in general.
Were you singing by then?
I was, and I loved being in choir, but I'd try out for solos and nobody'd pick me. I mean, you know, I wasn't told I was like great at this. You know what I mean? Yeah. So it didn't seem like a practical path for me at all to think about music as a possible career. Mm-hmm. Yeah, but the banjo was a real surprise, and it was really, and this is a big part of the play. It's really a response to that really important time that I spent in China over those 4 years during college, and feeling like Chinese history and the richness and the antiquity and the complexity and the fullness of Chinese culture over tens of thousands of years, literally. It just swept me up in this whirlwind of what became really an obsession with Chinese culture. And I started deriving a lot of how I was becoming an adult and how I was thinking about the world from those experiences in China.
Mm.
And this play really explores my relationship specifically with one woman who I sort of funnel all this knowledge through. She sort of passes along a lot of this knowledge to me. Her name's Old Lady Wong. And she is who taught me Taiyong Chulai.
So she's not a fictional character? She's not a composite? Was she a real person?
She was a real person, absolutely. And I did go spend several afternoons a week with her for 6 months while I was in Sichuan province during my first extended stay in China. And we'd sit in her little socialist block retirement apartment and open the windows and listen out the windows. And she'd teach me things from the things we heard and drink jasmine tea. And it was very powerful. So I try to share the things that I learned from her in this play. And because of that obsession that I gained out of my love for Old Lady Wong, my love for the culture and the intimacy I felt with it because of her, I came back to America and I was a bit jaded about America. And I was upset that Americans couldn't see how special it is in China and that everything seemed to be a superficial concern about national politics or economic issues. And I found that really frustrating. And so I think, you know, I make it look a little bit more intentional than it really was in the play for the sake of drama or something. Mm-hmm. I don't know if it was a smart move or not. But I basically, at least subconsciously at that point in my life, I was looking for something American that could in any way rival this amazing culture I'd been immersed in China. And that's the powerful thing that hit me. Was hearing a LP of Doc Watson singing and playing Shady Grove.
Mm.
And I heard the ancient and primal and eternal quality of that I had heard in China.
Shady Grove, my little love, Shady Grove, I say. Shady Grove, my little love, I'm bound to go away. Cheeks as red as a blooming rose and eyes are the prettiest brown. She's the darling of my heart, sweetest little girl in town. Oh, Shady Grove, my little love, Shady Grove, say, Shady Grove, my little love, I'm bound to go away.
So with Doc Watson, I mean, you're talking about a guy whose roots are in both Africa and in the British Isles.
That's right.
So there are, even though America is a much more, is a much younger country.
Yeah.
If you look in the proper place, you find those deep roots too.
You find the incredibly deep roots that have led to what I think is the most important and special and beautiful offering that America has today in the world, which is our original American music that mm-hmm. came from these ancient sounds of Africa and the British Isles, came together in Appalachia, and became what essentially evolved into all the music people love today.
Right.
You know, it's
right.
incredible. I mean, it became blues, it became jazz, it became Dixieland, it became bluegrass, it became country music, it's become rock and roll.
And hip-hop.
And yeah. hip-hop, and yeah. hip-hop, absolutely.
So, I mean, that's, you know, that is one of our great contributions to global culture. It's almost like a form of, sounds almost like Chinese ancestor worship, you know, looking back at all these great styles
of
music.
I do try musically to show some of those bridges in this, in this play, or whatever it is.
All right, if you're going to go with play, I'm going to go with play, too. Post-American Girl is the name of the project. And we're speaking with Abigail Washburn, the singer, songwriter, and banjo player. Abigail and the band are here in the Soundcheck studio. Now, let's hear a performance of a song from one of Abigail's older records. This is called Banjo Pickin' Girl. Once again, Abigail Washburn and the band live on Soundcheck.
Going to Tennessee, baby mine. Going to Tennessee, don't you try and find.
Abigail Washburn, singing, both in English and Chinese, playing the banjo, Jeremy Kittle violin, Tristan Claridge cello, and Tian Gong playing percussion, and a song called Banjo Pickin' Girl. Kind of an autobiographical tune from Abigail Washburn. It appears in her autobiographical music theater piece called Post-American Girl. And you have done some traveling around the world, obviously. China, the Silk Road, I understand.
Yeah.
And the baby mind part. I was going to ask what's up next for you, but I can see what's coming. You and husband Bela Fleck are going to be parents.
Yeah, that song, Banjo Pickin' Girl, was actually written by Lily Mae Ledford of the Coon Creek Girls of Kentucky in the 1930s.
Did you change lyrics to get
I did not change
really?
A single lyric.
Holy cow.
I know. So when I heard that, I was floored. And I thought, okay, well, I definitely got to sing this.
And now I need a baby mind. And now, yeah.
I know. So I guess, you know, they couldn't have predicted the baby for me, but... I sure did predict the China bit. Yeah, I'm 7 months pregnant, and it's been such a thrill to, you know, this whole piece that I've been writing has been written while I've been pregnant. Mm. And I do wonder how that has affected the piece itself. And it's ended up that really the main characters are my mom in the play, Post-American Girl's mom, and then what I guess you could say was my Chinese mom, Old Lady Wong. Mm. So I think the piece is really exploring a lot of themes, but one of them is definitely motherhood and what it's like to be a mother by reflecting on my sort of struggles as a daughter and then also thinking about what kind of world is this baby coming into and what would I like it to look like.
Well, Abigail, we've had you here many times over the years. I will really look forward to the next time.
Thank you, John.
To see how motherhood's treating you.
What will be happening?
Yeah. Abigail Washburn, and Post-American Girl is the name of the project. Abigail, thank you so much. Congratulations, and we'll see you next time.
Thanks, John.
Gong zhe shang shang gang o long luo